Street, whites east.
You're trying to bring people from that side of the street to this side of the street.
Exactly.
So when Charlie Branda moved here 10 years ago, she wanted to find a way to bridge the divide. An art studio came to mind.
Tell me why you started Art on Sedgwick.
It felt like people lived very separate lives who lived very close to each other. And I thought, well, what if all the empty storefronts that were on Sedgwick Street were welcoming places for people to do art together.
And together they've come.
You're welcome to join in.
Kids after school.
Who knows how to make a snowflake?
Families for community gatherings.
And that's how you do it.
All drawn closer by the power of art.
Isn't it beautiful?
The studio is located at the Marshall Field Garden Apartments, a low-income housing community built in the late 1920s by an heir to the famous department store chain, a neighborhood challenged by the usual ills, drugs, and gun violence. So this safe space serves multiple purposes. The art instruction is professional.
That's probably good.
What matters most, certainly for the kids, is its fun.
What do you like about art class?
In this class, we get to do, like, people and, like, kawaii animals.
The thing that gives me hope is that I think that at some level, once people realize how awesome it is, they're like, oh, yeah, like, this is what I wanted the whole time.
A neighborhood's full spectrum slowly emerging. A work of art in progress.